We're here in Michigan where the talk is all about the Michigan Wolverines who are having a hard time. So lots of sports in the air. But we are in Ann Arbor at Michigan Radio. So, of course, we visited Detroit just 45 miles away. And, Jeremy, on the drive, you see these things that we have learned are test tracks. Okay, they're noisy. They're places where you find out how fast cars can go or how well they handle a tight curve. But here in Ann Arbor, there's a new kind of test track for self-driving cars. Listen. Okay, so the point is, there's nothing to hear. It's very, very quiet. And here now is Mickey Maynard, who covered Detroit for the New York Times and is now, of course, with us, was lucky enough to visit what's called M-City. Mickey, it's run by the University of Michigan with funding from the state. Everyone wants to know, what does it look like?
Well, Robin, it looks like a Hollywood movie set. You have these big canvas tarps that are painted to look like downtown Ann Arbor. You have streets, you have traffic circles, and there's a part that's supposed to be trees, but it's not for a movie. This is where self-driving cars and connected cars will go through the tests that will allow them to operate safely on the road. Hui Peng is the director of M-City, and we jumped in a van with him and took off around the track. The first thing we saw when the gate swung open was a highway entrance ramp.
And we have this highway section. Now you can see all the signage, and the design was very similar to what you will see on a typical highway environment. You see two concrete lanes, and you see two asphalt lanes. And we do have an entry and the exit ramp.
I learned something really interesting during our tour. Do you know why the GPS on your car sometimes gets you lost? It's because it wasn't set right. So M-City has a crossroads that's true north and true south. That's what you need to make sure your maps are accurate. And I also learned about street lamps.
Yeah, if you pay attention to the street lights, they are based on different technologies. I think we have seven different lamps. We use for our streetlights. And if you see a little bit further away, they are different shape and actually different light bulbs.
Different because a driverless car in the future will have to read street lamps under different conditions, at high noon, at dusk, and late at night. So is one of your goals to help develop cars that are smarter than driven cars?
Absolutely. So on average, human drivers are very good, but they can be distracted, they can be tired, and they can sometimes they drink alcohol but thinking that they are still invincible. But robots have the potential of being improved continuously. That's the beauty of AV versus human drivers. Is on the one side, they are very good, but they are not getting better. But robots are getting better.
That brings us to M-City's railroad crossing. We get out to take a look.
So certainly we will not have real trains passing by, but you can see that this is a realistic looking. We were hoping that the camera or the sensing system will detect the state of the rail crossing, whether it is now closed or open to the traffic.
It's not going to be tempted to beat a train.
Hopefully the sensors will pick up the motion of the trains and then do an accurate calculation and avoid a risk-taking, beating the train scenario.
Now the big question is whether anyone will be willing to pay for these cars. And Peng had this to say.
I do think that people today less patient to wait for things to happen. So they want to order something, they go onto their smartphone, order from Amazon, deliver next day. Uber is highly embraced by many of the younger generations. So I think this trend are fully aware of by the car companies, and they want to make sure that connected and automated technologies are helping to provide mobility to the changing population.